This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's got a busy week ahead of her. She's off on a week-long post-Brexit tour of Europe, meetings with a dozen European leaders in six cities, trying to figure out where the alliance goes once the Brits are out, whenever that happens. It is yet another, as if we really needed it, another indication of Merkel's European and global standing. Matthew Vortrup is a professor of political science at Coventry University over in the UK. His new biography is called Angela Merkel, Europe's Most Influential Leader. Matthew, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you.
This is a woman who, because of the Cold War and geopolitics of the time, sprang almost fully formed on the international political scene after 1989. Is that a basic outline?
That is a basic outline. What is interesting about that is that there is less than a year from her handing out leaflets and being the absolutely most junior person in a small, small political party to her being a cabinet minister in a reunited Germany less than a year later. So it's the most astounding rise in probably in political history, really.
A brief detour here into her pre-1989 life. Lived, obviously, in a communist society. Turns out to be exceptionally bright. Speaks fluent Russian. Daughter of a Lutheran minister, right, in East Germany?
Yes. Yes, her parents actually lived in Hamburg in West Germany before. And then the bishop of Hamburg said, we need people to preach the gospel in communist East Germany. So the parents go the other way. So when over a million people are escaping East Germany, they travel the other way, as it were, like refugees, really. Then in her life, she grows up in the way of this sort of Stalinist state. In the way that most people do, is very uninterested in politics, is a barmaid. At some stage, she's a squatter. Angela, as she calls herself, hasn't got her doctorate after 7 years when she's living illegally in Berlin. But eventually, she gets her doctorate and works as a quantum chemist at the Academy of Sciences in Berlin. And then the war comes down, and the rest literally is history.
She is, as a politician, and you sort of trace this through her childhood as well. She is cautious and deliberative, and she views hesitancy in making big decisions as a virtue.
She does, and it's interesting that every year in Germany they have the German word of the year, which is sort of a new word that has been created. And in 2015, the new German word was zu Merkeln, or to Merkel, which means somebody who sort of, you know, deliberates, considers, and sometimes take a long time to make a decision. But once the decision is made, she takes it. And that's been sort of like the pattern throughout her life. Whenever there's a political crisis, she won't necessarily just come out and make a statement on the day when it has happened. You know, scary stuff, but eventually she'll make a jump.
Which gets us now sort of to today and the Brexit vote and her relationship with Theresa May, the new Prime Minister of Great Britain, which I imagine is going to be an interesting geopolitical and economic relationship to watch.
It is. I remember about 10 years ago I was on a platform with Theresa May and Angela Merkel had not been in power for a long time. And she asked, who is this German woman? And I said, well, she's quite pragmatic. She's quite tough. She's not very flashy. And she's a vicar's daughter. And Theresa May then said to me, well, she's a bit like me then. Hmm. And what was interesting about the press conference that Angela Merkel and Theresa May had was that that after all the sort of the niceties, and I'm sure we're going to get on, we're both vicar's daughter, which Angela Merkel said, she also then said, but by the way, there will be no cherry picking. You either have to accept the deal, you have to pay into the budget. So she's going to be very nice, but incredibly tough. But I think the Germans feel they've got a good bargaining position, and they will not be easy to deal with.
It's a book about Angela Merkel called Angela Merkel, Europe's Most Influential Leader by Matthew Vortrup. Matthew, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.